good company with you swamp heads, folks. Nice choice, Tadford. Welcome into the swamp. And it is kind of swampy out there today. It's Tuesday, January 24th, 2023. We got the Tadford, the Sadie, and the Lex going. My dogs. What's going on, Todd?
Bad Company. Song name by Bad Company.
I love it.
Yeah, you got a lot of love that deal. Hey, I want to tell you this right now. Well, it did change like they said it was.
They were on it.
That's just higher techniques. I got up this morning, of course. I just would have been here if I didn't get up. But went through the old dentist, my favorite Buckeye. Got my teeth cleaned at the dentist.
Yeah,
saw a picture of the four-month-old baby girl. Pretty neat. A real person. Nice hygienist. She was hygiening around. Got me all going. So anyway, yeah, got this thing going. And let's just see what's happening on your side of the swamp. It's been a great, cool morning with the fire going.
It is going. The dogs are hanging pretty close to it. You know what, though? Sadie's talking about getting this job. That this company, it's a mattress company, and they're offering $1,000 for people to come and eat cheese before they go to bed. It's called Sleep Junkie. They're seeking 5 dairy dreamers for a study that seeks to address the commonly held belief that consuming cheese or other dairy products before bed leads to nightmares. And then $1,000 eat some cheese and go to sleep. There you go. Done deal. Tell them if you had nightmares or not. And then they said if you do have nightmares, they want to see if it's like different cheeses that cause it. You know, like, cheddar's fine. You know, you have good dreams. But that wheat cheese, I don't know.
Well, Gomer couldn't eat Welsh rabbit. You'd always have things happen.
Well.
Bad dream.
Old Gomer.
Yeah. Gomer Pyle USMC.
Well, people are having bad dreams after getting this dog, and I really hate it because he's a cutie patootie. His name's Ralphie. Ralphie, just like in the Christmas story. And an animal shelter in New York is seeking a home for him. But listen, he's been adopted out twice and brought back twice. Within like 2 weeks each time, these people can't handle him. So he looks real cute and smiles at you, and then you get him home. And people have called him, quote, a terror, a fire-breathing demon, and a whole jerk.
Man.
Yeah.
He's a salesman, huh?
He's something. Yeah, you're right, to get out of there. And then he just said his most recent owners took him home with the intention of training him. But they're the ones that said he's a fire-breathing demon. He's a whole jerk, not even half. Everything belongs to him. If you dare test his ability to possess the things, wrath will ensue. If you show a moment of weakness, prepare to be exploited. So now the SPCA has said that prospective owners who think they can handle training Ralphie should get in touch, quote, if you're that crazy, unquote.
There you go.
So.
Trying to get a home for Ralphie.
Ain't he cute, though? That little underbite? He's got a patch on his eye and the top of his ears. He's white and he's a cutie, but he's.
Wow.
But this brings me to an early segment. Dun-dun-dun.
Sadie, a woman.
Sadie says, light the fire. Actually, Sadie, my Chorky, Chihuahua Yorkie, she's 4 years old. She hangs by the fire this morning. But she's saying, can we bring Ralphie home?
And no, we can't.
There it is, folks. Ba-na-ba. Hey, Dad, you know what the country song of the year was when you graduated high school? There was a tie for it.
What was it?
There Goes My Everything by Jack Green. All the Time by Jack Green. And It's the Little Things by Sonny James, all tied for the number one country song in 67.
I do recall all those songs. I just didn't know where they were ranked.
That's the year they kicked you out of school.
Yeah.
They said, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
That's exactly what they said. To the whole class. I don't get it.
All right. So let's do a little music news. Let's do some birthdays. There's 3 huge talents that were born this day in 1941. Same day. Same year. Aaron Neville.
Yeah, he freaked out.
Neil Diamond.
Uh-oh.
Ray Stevens.
Oh, they're calling the street.
And then this guy's your age, 1949, John Belushi.
Well, I'll be. Yeah. I did not realize that.
Yeah, I didn't either until I saw the year.
It was the same year.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you made me laugh.
Good. Please don't kill us. Please don't kill us.
All right. And then you throw in Animal House. Yeah.
1969, the Doors appeared at Madison Square Garden. They were paid over $50,000 for the gig, making them one of the highest paid acts of that year.
1969. Wow. Okay. $50,000. Big check.
So this one I thought was pretty funny. You never promised me a rose garden.
That's what Lynn Anderson sang.
2005, country singer Lynn Anderson was arrested for shoplifting after being caught stealing a Harry Potter DVD from a New Mexico supermarket. Then she punched a police officer during her arrest.
For some reason, I thought she got caught stealing rose petals.
She was 57, and in 1970, that was a top five hit, Rose Garden.
I think she died a couple of years ago, I think. I didn't realize she had gotten that kind of trouble.
I guess Rose Garden, she didn't hang on to the bucks, didn't invest well.
Yeah, back in those, I tell you what.
Probably didn't get much then, huh?
You don't know. Well, somebody did.
Yeah.
Because it was a huge hit. You
know. All right, 2017. American drummer Butch Trux from the Allman Brothers Band died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. West Palm Beach, Florida. He was 69.
Those trucks, man. They hang around that music.
Hey, they got a... there's a Trux drummer in Widespread Panic right now because the drummer passed away, Todd. But anyways, yes, they're keeping it going. Related to...
the one that plays the guitar?
Yeah, Derek.
They call him a genius.
Yeah. He was
playing.
Born with a guitar in his hand.
Pretty much. They said, I remember reading about him when he was like six. He was performing with them at the Allman Brothers.
Well, he and his wife right now are Tedeschi and Trux. Susan Tedeschi. They got their band going now. Pretty good. Pretty good stuff. So, Splash Mountain.
Oh, love that thing.
Well, too bad because it's officially closed.
Yeah.
It's going to relaunch as Tiana's Bayou Adventure in 2024. And since it's closing, dozens of patrons have tried to sell water they claim is from the ride.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what you do with it in Splash Mountain water.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, there you go.
There you go. $25,000, a witty Disney fan selling what they described tap water from my sink. He was just kidding. Splash Mountain bag. He said, I'll sell it for $25,000.
What? Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know who's buying this stuff. Yeah.
Give you a deal.
Well, the Tar Heels play tonight, and that's all I got to say.
What about Funyuns, ha, ha, ha. Actually, we thought, you know, I bring up stuff back every once in a while, because that's what you did in the school business, because...
I don't ever remember that.
What'd you learn at school today?
Nothing.
But I know this. The onion, which is a great food. And I'm going to tell you a little bit what it does for you and to you.
So here you go. The onion, also known as the bulb onion or common onion. You know, every time I go to the store and to get onions, I say, sir, are y'all out of bulb onions? Not really. I'll just go ahead and take that common onion. But it's a vegetable that is the most widely cultivated species of the genus Allium. I know I mustered that up, but that's how it happens. But, you know, you see the word shallot. That's an onion. Oh, boy.
Hey.
Hey, here's some benefits. Because I wouldn't, you know, try to stick something to you. All right. Now, we got some pretty interesting words here. So hang on with it. Onion helps in the treatment of lipidemia.
All right.
You know, that's the lipids that gets in your blood and clog you up. It's a treatment for it. Onion is a source of sapiens. I know. S-A-P-O-N-I-N-S. Which is a substance that have hypolipidemic properties. Oh, boy. Anyway, they help reduce cholesterol and low-density lipoprotein levels.
Oh, that's good.
Hey, right. You can eat these suckers raw, too.
Yep.
All right. Onions, regular consumption may boost your immune system, which is huge. I got a honey pickup today from the he honey man, and I'm telling you, keep your immune system strong.
Not He-Man. He-Honey-Man.
That's right.
Yeah.
Love my honey. The vegetable is a source of quercetin.
Yeah.
Vitamin C and B-complex vitamins, which helps fight inflammation and infections. Onions help to prevent premature aging. So before you start aging, apparently it helps it. I don't know what that means. Onions are high in antioxidants, which protect the cells from damage caused by free radicals. In other words, you don't have to pay for them. Onions help regulate blood sugar levels. Onions are an excellent option for diabetic patients. Since the vegetable contains quercetin and sulfur compounds that have hypoglycemic properties. I'm telling you, Whataburger and other big companies that put the picture of a real burger on the billboards out on the highway and they really show a burger, they're going to show those onions. Man, right there, I started going, oh my goodness, would that not be nice to have one at this time?
Or the largest burger, like on the way to Rockwall?
That's right. It's huge.
Yeah. It's so, oh man, it's huge. And these onions look good and crisp.
I'm telling you. One thing about Whataburger, if we learned in the movie
Vengeance.
Vengeance, is what?
It's always there. Just that's right what, there.
There yeah. you go. Hey, I don't care if you saute them, grill them, eat them raw, you ready, or fry them. They might have possible
side effects.
And here's what it is. Onion allergy is rare, but onion intolerance is quite common, especially if it is consumed raw. The intolerance of onion symptom is digestive discomfort, such as upset stomach, heartburn, and gas. Even if you eat an onion and get in an all-electrical vehicle, some way or another, it may have gas consumption inside. All right. Here's the recommendations of eating onion by this nutritionist or nutrition. Onions can be consumed raw, cooked in sauces, preserved, or as a seasoning. Hey, they're not kidding. They're good. They're good for you.
Hey.
However, the intake recommended to obtain its benefits is not very well established, but some studies indicate that at least 25 grams of onions should be consumed every day. It came out years ago, Frito-Lay did with Funyuns.
Mm-hmm.
It's the dry chip onion kind of Funyuns. It's popular. When I was in the school business coach, you'd see kids with a package there at lunch or something, Funyuns. Not one or two kids, a lot of them. I'm just telling you. It's fun to have onions. Fun. And we'll have fun till my daddy takes my onion away.
Till my daddy takes the onion away.
Yay, 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 yay. All righty. Enough of that madness about the onions. All right. I get this magazine, Retired Teachers, whatever. So every once in a while, I go through, it may have something. It's the political stuff is unbelievable. But anyway, and this article is How to Boost Your Emotional IQ.
And here for a few days, we're going to read a little bit from it. And this is what's today. I'm reading right from the article at this next hearing. Social and emotional learning is a hot topic in classrooms these days. But the same learning can help adults build stronger relationships and find emotional fulfillment. Relationships. I used to tell, that was my opening thing in class when I started a new class. I would start talking to them, man, here comes this word right here, relationship means nothing to you, but we're establishing one right now. And I went on about other things, you know, when you're younger and you get older. I didn't tell them about Elizabeth Taylor. She had enough relationships that we could have filled the classroom. But anyway, here we go. Now, this article is coming from a doctor from the International University in Spain. Mm. And I'm just going to call her Paris, P-E-R-I-S.
Okay.
Dr. Paris. Because I can't pronounce her other two words. Like, I know some of y'all are shocked on that. But here we go. We tend to ignore difficult emotions and try to recreate good ones. We should pay attention to them all. Emotions tell us something that we should use to implement actions and change behavior. And, you know, we're trying to work a little bit with these kids' books, or the puppy dogs, I like to call them. And they'll start talking about kids and their emotions and behaviors and things that's going to happen and your life is going to change. Nothing will stay the same and on and on and on. So that's kind of what this is going to be about. And I'll pick it up some more tomorrow. But the brain and the heart kind of go together. So we'll see how that works. So, old Dr. Parrish, we're going to read about your study. Don't say manana if you don't mean it. Don't try to describe a KISS concert if you've never seen it. That's by our old buddy Jimmy Buffett. We had a birthday back on Christmas Day.
You did.
My brother always liked to say, you know, Jimmy Buffett and I had a birthday on the same day. Yeah. So, well, prettiest woman in country music, which I never did understand. One of her songs, a sleeping single in a double bed. If you ever saw her, that song title didn't make no sense to me. You know what I'm talking about?
Barbara Mandel.
Yeah, you got it. Her and her two sisters, boy, they were town and go. But she was one of the most talented women I've ever seen. Just throw an instrument at her and she played it. Because I used to do that on her show. She's just going around picking up fish.
That's awesome.
But anyway, how that's going to get us right to Ask the Old Farmer. From Farmer's Almanac. Here we go.
All right.
Now, been going out in the morning sometimes, come back, we see deer. And it's pretty awesome on the way back to and fro from the old Scurray track. And this little article from Ask the Old Farmer from the Farmer's Almanac. What kind of conditions do deer like? And here's the answer. From the Farmer's Almanac. White-tailed deer are more active in the early morning before sunrise and in the early evening after sunset. Blustery days make it hard for deer to detect predators. They feel more secure venturing into the open when there is a calm breeze or none at all. They move more slowly in the heat. Drizzle and light rain don't seem to bother deer. But a downpour will make them look for cover.
Hmm.
So today, they're in cover.
We probably wouldn't see many if we went out there.
Yeah. Hey, back in the weather history from Farmer's Almanac, on April 9 through the 13th, 1991, an ice jam 3 miles long on Main St. John River broke up, releasing a 30-foot wall of ice. The ice crushed cars and destroyed houses and bridges. In Allegash, witnesses described the destruction as surreal and like walking on the moon. Okay.
Have they walked on the moon?
That was kind of coming up next here. We hadn't had that many people walking on the moon.
Yeah.
But apparently, in 1981, these people said that wall of ice made you think you were.
Maybe they'd been out to Arizona or New Mexico, like Mama Joe said. That's where the the moon landing was filmed.
It might be right.
Could be.
Yeah, trying to get back up there, apparently. Here's the coach's quote from today. Well, not really a coach, but it could be. Could have been. Well, here it goes. It is not the strongest of the species that survives, nor the most intelligent, but the one most responsive to change.
Mm-hmm.
You ready? It's old Charles Darwin.
Old Charlie.
Yeah, we may have to have a little debate about that one. You know, I mean, that's...
Wasn't expecting that to come from him, actually.
Pretty interesting, huh? Got a lot going on today. If you make it that way, it's a great day to call somebody, cheer them up. And cheers up two people.
The
one you call and the one doing the call. So...
I know Sadie's already made two or three calls this morning.
Oh, I know it.
Her buddies, the pack.
Sadie says, that's right.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you this right now. We just need to keep on keeping on, no matter what the weather or what people do to us or whatever. Just make it the best you can. And we, our hearts go out today from this house to Esther.
Yep.
And her daughter from the loss of their dad and husband. And what's the name of his company?
Watkins Ornamental Iron.
That's right. Good people. They lost the battle here on this earth with cancer to the liver. So let's keep on keeping on. All righty. You got anything else to multiply, subtract, add, or divide?
Hey, it's a great day to read.
It's a great day to read.
The Gent Library, we're always open. Check out those links on Swamp Productions Facebook.
It is definitely a good day to write.
That's exactly what I plan on doing. And you know what? I'd like to thank you all for the great responses I've had on the waiting room. Wasn't expecting all that good feedback, but I really do appreciate it. And that's also in the Gent Library. So everyone have a great day. Stay dry. Thanks for listening to Retired Coach and His Kid.
I'm the retired coach.
I'm the kid.
Ba-da-da, ba-da-da-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da-da-da. Make it count. Doo-doo.